We are doing Pirkei Rebbe Lezer, Perek Lamed Beis, and our learning tonight is dedicated to Sarah Chaya Bat Dani HaKohen. Le'iluy Nishmat Sarah Chaya Bat Dani HaKohen. The Medrash begins, Shisha Niku Vishmutana Shlo Noladu, six were given their names by God prior to their birth. Ve'elu hen, and these are they, Yitzchak, Isaac, as the Medrash is going to point out each one, how it happened. We know that Yitzchak was God told Abram, call him Yitzchak. Yishmael, we know that too, it says in the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu, that doesn't say clearly in the Torah. Ushlomo, that says in Divrei Hayomim. V'yoshia, ushmo shel Mashiach sheyavei HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'mehirah bimeinu. And all you Tanakh experts should be banging on the table. There is an overt case in Tanakh that is omitted over here. The famous King Koresh, right? Koresh, the Navi says in Yeshaya, Isaiah, many years before the destruction of the temple, that there is going to be a great king named Koresh who will rebuild the temple. So his name is forecasted over 100 years before he comes to the, before he's born. But no one's asking the question, so I guess I don't have to give an answer. Okay, Yitzchak Minayin. How do we know that Yitzchak was named before his birth? Shneimal, the verse says, God tells Avram, name him Yitzchak. Why is he named Yitzchak? So the simple understanding is, God tells him this just as Avram laughs. And then Sarah laughs. But then the question is, why is it in the future tense? Yitzchak, he will laugh. So the Medrash gives us a different understanding. It says that the name corresponds to different things in his life. Yud corresponds to Asara Nisyonot Shnitnasa Avram Vinu, the 10 tests that Avram was tested with. Tzadi, Tishim Shana Shaita Tzara Imenu Batishim, that Sarah, our matriarch, was 90 years old when he was born. Chet, Lishmonaimim Nimon, he was circumcised when he was 8 days old. And what's the connection between him and Yitzchak? Because the whole prophecy that Avram would bear Yitzchak was given directly following the commandment to circumcise, right? And it goes hand in hand. Yitzchak is called the one who came post-circumcision. And Yishmael is identified as the one that came pre-circumcision. And that makes a world of a difference, spiritually. Kuf, the last letter in Yitzchak's names, corresponds to Me'a Shana Shayu LeAvram Avinu, that Avram was 100 years old when Yitzchak was born. Shneimal, the verse says, V'Avram bin Me'at Shana, Avram was 100 years old when Yitzchak was born. Yishmael Minayin, how do we know that Yishmael was named prior to his birth? As the verse says, Shneimal, V'Karata Shemo Yishmael, you will name him Yishmael. V'Lama Nikra Shemo Yishmael, why is he named Yishmael? So the simple understanding is, the angel tells Hagar, God has heard you yelling. God has heard your affliction under the hands of Sarah. But that doesn't explain why he is called in the future tense, Yishmael, God will hear. It's interesting that the Nekudos on Yishmael, our tradition has it, that the Tzere is under the Ayin and not under the Aleph. If Yishmael were God will hear, then it should be Yishmael. But it's not. It's Yishmael under the Ayin. Is the Tzere. Okay, at any rate, the Medrash understands it as though it does mean Yishmael, God will hear. V'lama nikra shmo Yishmael, why is Yishmael given that name? She'atid HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God will in the future, lishmo, to hear, bekol na'akat ha'am, the voice of the nation in their affliction yelling out, nima she'atidin b'nei Yishmael la'asot ba'aretz v'achit ha'yamim. They will be calling out to God from what the sons of Ishmael will do in the land of Israel at the end of time. So, because we will call out and God will listen to our calling, and our calling will stem from the affliction of Yishmael, lefichach nikra shmo Yishmael, therefore he is named Yishmael. Shneimar, the verse says in Tehillim, Yishma el v'ya'anim. God will hear them call out and he will answer them. Moshe Minayin, how do we know that Moshe was named prior to his birth? So this one's a real drasha. Shneimar, the verse says, when the people, mankind, were sinning at the end of Parshas Bereishis, after 10 generations and Noach was born, and God says, I regret I created mankind this way, they're all sinning. And God says, Lo yadon ruchi va'adam le'olam. I will no longer leave my spirit to be among mankind forever. Pishagam hu basar, because they too are all of but they're all of flesh. All they amount to is flesh. They're behaving in such a physical manner. And I will also limit their days to 120 years from now on. Until the end of the book of Parshas Bereishis, the people lived long, long lives, hundreds of years. And now God says, I will limit their lives to 120. So the Medrash says as following. Bishagam, the word bishagam, they are flesh and I will limit them to 120. So bishagam is bigematria Moshe. Mem shin from Moshe. And the Beis Gimel equal hey. So bishagam is a reference to Moshe. And shayu yamam maveslim. And Moshe really lived 120 years. So this, the Medrash Darshins, is a reference to Moshe, that Moshe was named centuries before he was born. Shenemar, as the verse says, Vayu yamav ma'avislim shana, that his days will be 120 years, that's Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, this is a complicated drasha. Shlomo minayin, how do we know Shlomo was named before he was born? Shenemar, as the verse says in Divrei Hayamim, Hineve nolad lach, behold, you will have a son, the prophet tells Bathsheba, and his name will be Shlomo, ki Shlomo yeshmo, for his name will be Shlomo, al shem shenemar, as the verse, he was named Shlomo because of what it says in the verse. V'shalom v'sheket eten al Yisrael b'yamav. God says in Shlomo's days there will be peace. Shlomo is from the word shalom, peace, and there will be quiet in his days for Israel. Yoshiyahu, the famous king Yoshiyahu, who lamented Yoshiyahu's death. Yirmiyo, right? Yoshiyahu was a very righteous king, and Yoshiyahu got word from the king of Mitzrayim, the Egyptian king Paro Nechosetim, I'm passing through your land, I'm going to war. And Yoshiyahu said, in my days the Jewish people are keeping the Torah and mitzvos, and God says, V'cherev lo tavo ba'artzechem, if you keep the Torah and mitzvos, I will not let sword go through your land, I will not let armies go through your land. Yoshiyahu said, so if we're keeping the Torah, there's no reason that Paro should be allowed to go through our land. So Yoshiyahu went out and attacked Paro. And Yoshiyahu did not take counsel with his Rebbe, the Navi, Yirmiyo. And Yirmiyo said he shouldn't really go. But Yoshiyahu went, and Paro Necho said to him, Yoshiyahu, I have no issue with you. I have no interest in fighting you. Don't come fight me, I'll destroy you. But Yoshiyahu was confident in his understanding of the verses, and he erred. Because when the Torah promises the swords shall not pass through your land, the Torah means the swords of war against you. But the Torah isn't giving us a promise that a king like Paro Necho won't go through your land to take war with someone else, to go to war with another nation. And so when Yoshiyahu went out to war against Paro Necho, the archers located his position and they started shooting arrows at him, and they plugged holes through him. They made him like a sieve, the Gemara says. He stood in one place and they put so many arrows through him that he was filled with holes like a sieve. And as he died, he said, Tzadiku Hashem kifihu mariti. God is righteous, for I have rebelled against his word. I should have listened to the prophet. And Vaikonen Yomiyahu al Yeshayahu, Jeremiah wept and lamented over Yoshiyahu's death. So the great pious Yoshiyahu came to this tragic end. He was pre-named. Before he was born, God already said, Shenemar, as the verse says, Hineve nolad levet David, a son will be born to the house of David, Yoshiyahu shmo, his name will be Yoshiyahu. V'lama nikra shmo Yoshiyahu, why was he named Yoshiyahu? Shenirtza kashay lamizbech. Because he was accepted lovingly before God, like a royal gift on the altar. Yoshiyahu ya'e shai hu lefanecha. Yoshiyahu is ya'e, it's fitting. Shai hu lefanecha, it's a royal gift before you, God. Sorry, what do you want to say, Cheskel? Nirtza, it was accepted willingly, lovingly. No, 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 it's two different words. Two different words. Not that I know, no. Was murdered. Melech HaMashiach Minayin. How do we know that the king of the Messiah was named before birth? Shnemaz, the verse says, Lifnei Shemesh Yinon Shmo. Before the sun, his name is Yinon. V'lam nikra Shmo Yinon. Why is the king of the Messiah called Yinon? Shuatid liyanin yishnei afar. For he will ultimately awaken those that sleep in the ground. The Mashiach will perform Tchiyat HaMetim. That's what this Medrash is saying. We questioned the different understandings of what will happen in the days of the Mashiach and in the days of Olam Haba. We mentioned there are different understandings how all of this is going to work. But the Medrash is saying that the Mashiach will bring up the dead. Now we're continuing the story. We left off last time with Avram and the Akedah. And now Avram's on his return from the mountain of Moriah having succeeded with the test of the Akedah. Yes?
Does this mean that is this saying that the Mashiach's name is going to be Yinon? Like that will be his actual name? Or is that just a metaphor?
The simple reading of the Gemara is that that will be his name. There are different Perushim as to what this means, because there are other sources that give different names to the Mashiach. Will he have many names, or is this just a reference to the actions he will perform? It's a good question. I don't know. Yeah, it seems. Yeah. So, Avram is on his way back from the mountain of Moriah from performing the Akedah. Shabbat, Amar Moriah. When Avram came back from Har Moriah, Chara Poshes Samael, the angel whose job is to wipe God's name off the planet, the what we call the Satan, he was upset. For he saw shelo aletav yado tavat lipo, that he did not succeed in attaining that which he wanted, levatel korbanos l'Avraham, to annul the korban of Avram. He wanted to ensure that Avram does not succeed at this test. He did everything he could, and Avram succeeded. Me'asa, what did he do? Halach, he went v'amal l'Sarah, and he said to Sarah, Sarah, oh Sarah, lo shamat, haven't you heard mashenasa b'olam, what's happened in the world? She said, no, I'm not on top of the news. What's been going on? Amala, he said to her, Lakach ishecha zaken, your husband, the elder, you know, he's 10 years your senior. He's an old man by now. Now he's 137 years old. He's gone insane. He's gone mad. All his days he's been telling people, you're not allowed to give human sacrifices. And he took lanao li Yitzchak, he took the child Isaac, v'ikrivo lola, and he sacrificed him, burnt him completely. V'anao boche umyalel, and the child was weeping. The child was crying. Shelo yachol linatzel, he's whimpering and he cannot be saved from the hand of the elder. Miyad itchila bocha umyalelet. This was beyond Sarah's capacity. When she heard this, she started weeping and whimpering. We are told in the Medrash that Avram did not tell Sarah about the Akedah because he felt it was beyond her capacity. Sometimes we have to do what's right, but we have to recognize that other people will not be able to live up to this test. This test was not given to Sarah. This test was given to Avram. So Avram doesn't share with Sarah the great difficulty of knowing that he's going to bind his son atop that mountain. But the Satan comes and he wants to hurt. And he was given the power to hurt in this case. And Sarah, when she heard this, started weeping. Bachta shalosh pkiyot, she cried three cryings. Keneget shalosh pkiyot, corresponding to the three tkios that we blow on Rosh Hashanah, which was the day of the Akedah. Shalosh yelalot, she wept three weepings, keneged shalosh yevavot, corresponding to the three short blasts we do in the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Ufacha nishmata v'meta, and her neshama flew away and she died. So Avram has just lived up to this great test. He looked death in the eye. He stood there, as we discussed last time, with a knife outstretched over his son's neck. And his son is bound atop a fire. And God tells him, don't slaughter your son. We could only imagine the great jubilation, the happiness Avram and Yitzhak embracing after the Akedah. They've lived up to the test, and it seems like there's a happy ending. But no. Ba Avraham Avinu, Avram comes back from this great spiritual height of the Akedah, and he finds that Sarah has passed away. So just when Avram thinks he's escaped death, he comes back to find it's entered through the back door. Shenemar, as the verse says, Vayavo Avraham, Avram came, nispod l'Sarah, to eulogize Sarah, velivkota, and weep over her. Mehechan ba, where was he coming from? Mehara Moriah, from Mountain Moriah. Rabbi Yossi Omer Shalosh Shanim Asa Yitzchak Evel Al Sarah Imo. Rabbi Yossi says Yitzchak mourned his mother's passing for 3 years. La'achar Shalosh Shanim, at the end of 3 years, lakach et Rivka, he married Rebecca, v'shachach Evel Sarah Imo, and completely forgot the mourning of Sarah, his mother. Our sages teach us that mourning can last up to 3 years. It is ruined for mourning to last that long. The Medrash says that David mourned his son Amnon's execution. He mourned it for 3 years. And the Medrash says that mourning for 3 years is called Evel Shoteh, a fool's mourning. The Gemara warns us we're not allowed to lament too much. The Gemara tells us there are exact limits as to how far one may mourn, and one is not allowed to sink into depression.
But you're saying that one of the avot messed up?
So we find that the avot erred in a few areas. Whether this was an error of Yitzchak's or not, I don't know. The Agadas Bereishis says Evel Shoteh. So you can see over there what the Medrash means. So at the end of 3 years, now Yitzchak is 40 years old. As we know, that is when he wed Rivka. Mikan atalamed, and from here one can learn, Ad shelo lakach adam isha, before a man takes a wife, avato lech tachar horav. His love goes after his parents. Lakach isha, but once he's taken a wife, ahavato holechet achar ishto, his love goes after his wife. And this is a very, very important point. Shneimar, as the verse says, al ken yazov ish tavi ve'et imo v'davak b'ishto. God in creation describes the procession of man through life, that God, man is built to ultimately leave his parents and cling to his wife. What does it mean, leave his parents? V'chi yazov ish et avi ve'et imo mitzvat kibud. Does the verse mean that one leaves one's parents from the mitzvah of honoring them? Ela, but rather what the verse means, Sha'avat nafsho doveket acharei ishto, that the love of his soul clings after his wife. Shenemar, as the verse says, V'davak beishto, he will stick to his wife. This is a very important point, a point that some guys have a hard time with. A healthy person, his loyalties are with his wife. And if he's pitted in a situation where it's either me or them, then the answer has to be, it's you. And if a wife asks her husband, do you love me more than your mother? So the husband shouldn't say, what a stupid question. It's totally different, the love for a parent, the love for a wife, it's two different realms. No! The answer is, of course I do. That's what the Medrash is telling us. In a normal relationship, the answer is, of course I do. The davak b'ishto, one's love is supposed to go after one's wife. And if one doesn't feel it, well, he should say it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, 20 shana hayta Rivka akara. Rebecca was barren for 20 years. Lachar 20 shana, at the end of 20 years, nekacha Yitzchak v'alach ima la'har Moriah. Yitzchak took her and went up to Har Moriah, la'makom shnekat sham, to the place where he was bound. Vitpalel alei rayon, and he prayed for pregnancy. Vayeyat alone, God accepted his prayer. Shneimah, the verse says, vayeta Yitzchak l'ashem. Isaac prayed to Hashem and God accepted his prayer. Palaledit, Rebecca came to give birth. She started having contractions in her 7th month. Umechavaleha, higya nafshalamut. And the contractions were so tough, she thought she was going to die. Now, halachically, if a woman is going to die at childbirth, she may take a knife and slice the baby into pieces and take him out, because we say the baby has a din of a rodeh. If a child is killing the mother, So long as that child hasn't come out of the mother physically, we say so long as he is within the mother, on the one hand he is considered alive, we are not allowed to murder him. On the other hand, he is not considered completely alive, in that if it's a question of his life or her life, so then we say her life comes first. So Rebecca is contemplating abortion. She doesn't know what to do. She thinks she's going to die. The birth pangs are so terrible, she doesn't think she's going to be able to last. She's contemplating what should she do. She went to pray on the Temple Mount again. Shneimar, the verse says, she went to seek out God. And the children inside her were like two wrestlers. like two strong warriors. Shenemaz, the verse says, Vayitrotetzu habanim bekirba, the children were having it out inside of her. Ne'asa Yaakov Avinu, what did Yaakov do? Achaz ba'akev Esav la'apilo. He grabbed Esav by the ankle to throw him down. They're having wrestling matches in there. Shenemar, as the verse says, V'yado chezet ba'akev Esav. Yaakov's hand was holding on to Esav's heel. Mikana talamed, from here you learn, she'en bnei Esav maflim at she'avo sarid ni Yaakov. This was really a sign that ultimately the sons of Esav will not fall until a remnant comes from Yaakov, v'katzitz raglav shel Esav, and will cut down the feet of Esav. Shenemar, the verse says in Daniel's vision, Chazei havaita adit gezeret even. Daniel tells Nebuchadnezzar, you saw that a stone came down and smashed that awesome idol, and this represents the Jewish people that will ultimately overcome these nations. V'chatuv acher omer, another verse says, Linakam v'shilem le'et tamut raglam. And the le'et tamut raglam, when their foot gives way, that's a reference to the fact that ultimately, like Yaakov holding on to the heel, they will overcome. Amar Ravacha. So Ravacha says, Gadlu ha'ne'arim. The children grew up. Zalach b'derech ha'chaim, zalach b'derech ha'mavet. This one went in the path of life, and this one went in the path of death. Shneimal, the verse says, Vigdilu ha'ne'arim. They grew up. Yaakov Avinu alach b'derech ha'chaim. Yaakov, our forefather, went in the path of life. Shaya yoshev o'alim v'osik b'torah kol yomav. He sat in the tents watching the sheep, and he dealt in Torah his whole days. Ve'esav ha'rasha yaolech b'derech ha'mavet, and Esav, the wicked one, went in the path of death. La'arog et Yaakov Avinu, his plot was to kill Yaakov, our forefather. Shneimal, as the verse says, Yikrivu yimei evel avi v'argat Yaakov achi. Yaakov thought, Esav thought himself, the days that my father, that will mourn my father's death are coming, and once my father's out of the picture, I will murder Yaakov, my brother. Rabbi Shimon omer b'shash ne'kad Yitzchak. Rabbi Shimon says, when Yitzchak was bound on top of Har Moriah, nasat enav lemala, he looked up, v'ra'a et ha'shechina, and he saw a vision of God. Uchtiv, in the verse says, Kilo yirani ha'adam v'chai. God says, man cannot look at me and stay alive. When God appears to Moshe, Moshe hides his face, he doesn't look. When God appears at Sinai, the elders look, and subsequently they die. So Yitzchak is looking, and he thinks he's on the verge of death, but he doesn't cover his eyes. So Yitzchak should have really dropped dead on the spot. Before Avram does the Shechita, Yitzchak should have dropped dead. But instead of death, God made him turn blind as he became old. Shneimar, the verse says, when Yitzchak aged, so his eyes dimmed from being able to see. Mikana talamed, so from here you can learn, shasuma chashuv kamet, that a blind man is considered like he's dead. Instead of getting the death penalty, Yitzchak turned blind. Higea lel yom ha-pesach. It came the eve of the day of Pesach. V'kara Yitzchak le'esav beno ha-gadol. Yitzchak called Esav, his big son, v'amar lo nisetim, b'ni my son, ze ha-layla, on this night, kol ha-olam kulo omer bo ha-lel. The world is saying praise and song before God. Ve'otzrot telalim niftachim b'ze ha-layla. And the sources of dew open on this night. We know that on the first day of Pesach, we stop asking for rain. We stop saying, Mashiva Ruach Morida Geshem. But rather we say, Morida Tal. We ask God to give dew. We ask that there be life in the world. Dew is the source of life in the summer. And on this night, this godly source of life is opening up. We know there's dew in the winter, but we know that in the winter there's also rain. In the summer, the dew is what gives life. And the night of Pesach is the night that we have this switch. And the night of Pesach is the night where in heavens they open the gates to give. So, Aseli Matamim, Yitzchak tells his son Esav, he says, make for me delicious foods, Ad Shani V'odi Avarechecha, while I still have my strength, while I'm still around, I will bless you. V'ruach HaKodesh Meshiva V'omeret, and the Holy Spirit responded and said, Al Tilchamet Lechem Ra'ayin, don't feast the bread of one who has a bad eye. Halach la'avi, Esav went to fetch food, v'nitakev sham, and he was detained because God didn't want him to get the blessing. So every time God would ensure that the animals escaped from his snare. Amra Rivka li'Yaakov, Rebekah said to Yaakov, b'ni my son, halayla ze otzrot telalim niftachim bo, on this night the sources of dew open. Ha'elyonim omrim shira, and the upper beings all sing before God. Halayla azeh, on this night, atidin banecha leigael miyad shibud, your children will be redeemed from servitude in the future. Halayla azeh, atidin lomar shira, in the future, on this night, your children will sing song. Asei matamim laavicha, so now make delicious food for your father, atshuvo do yivarchecha, while he's still with his strength, while he's still around, he will bless you. Yaakov ayav akiv haTorah. Yaakov was had fluency in the Torah. Pachad libo al kilelat aviv. He was scared of his father's curse. Amra lo imo, his mother said, Bini, my son, berachot alecha v'al zaracha. The blessings will be for you and your children. Ve'im kilalot, and if it ends up that there are curses, alai v'al nafshi, they will be on me and my soul alone. They won't be on my offsprings. I will accept them all for myself. Shneemar, the verse says, "Alai killatcha bini," that I accept the curses on me, my son. Halach vevi shnei gdei yizim. He went and brought two goats. V'chishnei gdei yizim ayam achalo shel Yitzchak. Can you think that the old man Yitzchak is going to eat two whole goats? V'alo dai lo be'echad. It's enough to take one goat. What do you need two goats for? Ela echad kineged haPesach ve'echad la'asot lo matamim le'chol. But one corresponds to the Paschal offering that's brought that night, and one to make him delicious food. The Tanenan, as we have on the oral tradition in the Mishnah, haPesach inova ela alasova. The Paschal offering was only eaten when one was full. It wasn't eaten to fill one's stomach. It was eaten as dessert. Nichnas, Yaakov went in before his father v'amalo and said to him, Kumna sheva, arise please and sit. V'ochla mitzedi, and eat from that which I've hunted. Amar Yitzchak, upon hearing Yaakov's voice, said, Hakol kol Yaakov, the voice is the voice of Jacob. The voice is the voice of Jacob that is singular b'yichud Hashem and recognizing God's singularity. Hakol kol Yaakov de'gyon Torah, the voice is the voice, the power of Jacob in the learning of Torah. V'yadayim yedei Esav, but the hands are the hands of Esav, they are Esav's lot. B'chol shfichut damim u'b'chol mavet ra, whenever it comes to spilling blood or bringing about bad death. V'lo od, ela kshemachrizim b'shamayim hakol kol Yaakov. But not only that, says the Medrash, but when Yaakov says Shema Yisrael, recognizing God's singularity, when they pray, when they learn Torah, they proclaim it all in heaven. Hashamayim roashim, the heavens are thunderous, they make noise. Ukshemachrizim ba'aretz, and when they announce on earth, Hakol kol Yaakov, it's Yaakov's voice. Kol mishu shomea ve'oseh, whoever listens to the Torah and performs the Torah, chelkoim hakol kol Yaakov, his portion is with that voice of Yaakov. V'chol misheino shomea ve'inoseh, and whoever does not listen, does not perform, chelkoim hayadayim yedei Esav, his portion is with those hands, the hands of Esav. Rabbi Yehuda omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Eser brachot berach Yitzchak le'Yaakov. Yitzchak blessed Yaakov 10 blessings. Al talei ha'shamayim ve'al degan ha'aretz, with regard to the dew of heavens and the grains of the earth. Keneged asara ma'amarot shebehem nivra olam. The blessings correspond to the 10 sayings with which God created the world. Shneimar, the verse says, Ve'iten lecha Elokim mital ha'shamayim u'mishmanei ha'aretz. God should give you from the dews of the heaven and the fat of the land. Uchsheyatza Yaakov met pnei Yitzchak aviv, and when Yaakov left the face of his father Isaac, yatza meuta kechatan uchala b'kishura, he went out crowned like a chasan and a kala with their ornaments. Ve'yarad alav tchiyatal min hashamayim v'nitshenu atzmotav, and a dew of life came down from heaven upon him, and his bones got satiated. V'na'asa gam hu gibor chayil v'koach, and he too became a mighty warrior with great strength. As we find that from that day on, he goes out to the well and he could take off a stone that ordinarily takes a bunch of shepherds. He becomes a person with awesome might, something that he didn't have earlier. Lechach ne'emar, and that's why the verse says, Midei avir Yaakov, from the hands of the shepherd Yaakov, Yaakov who wore the the goat's skins with the hairs on his hands. Misham ro'e even Yisrael. From there, Yaakov got the strength to be the shepherd, to take off the stone, to be the rock of Israel. So what we learned today in the 32nd chapter of Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, was that when Avram came back from Haran Moriah, we said there were six people who were named before their birth. Yitzhak, Yishmael, Moshe, Shlomo, Yoshio, and Mashiach. The Medrash explained that Yitzhak corresponds to 10 Nisyonos, 90 years that Sarah was when he was born, 8 days of Milah, and 100 years that Avram was when he was born. Yishmael, the Medrash explained, corresponds to the fact that God will hear our voice when we yell at the affliction of Yishmael. Moshe was named at the time of Noah, Beshagam, in Gematria. Shlomo, we saw the verse that names him. Yoshio, we said, was an acronym, Ya'ei Shayu Lefanecha, and the name of Mashiach. When Avram was on his way back from Haran Moriah, the Satan came and scared Sarah, caused her to die. Avram came and found Sarah dead. Yitzchak mourned for 3 years and then went and took Rebekah. And from there we derive that after one gets married, his love goes after his wife. After 20 years that she couldn't get pregnant, they went to Haran Moriah and prayed. Rivka became pregnant, and her pregnancy was so difficult, she started having contractions in the 7th month. She didn't know if she would be able to live through it. She was contemplating abortion. She went and God told her what's going on. And Yaakov came out holding on to Esav's heel, which corresponds to what's going to happen in the future. Yaakov went in the way of life and Esav went in the way of death. Yitzchak invites Esav to get the blessings on the night of Pesach, the night where the skies open up with dew of life and the world gives off song. Rivka tells Yaakov, you go. Yaakov is scared of the curse. Rivka says, if there's a curse, it'll be only on me. When Yaakov comes in with the two goats, Yitzchak proclaims, Hakol kol Yaakov ayadaim yedei Esav, which the Medrash teaches us corresponds to the way the whole world runs from that day on, that the voice of Yaakov is the power of Yaakov in this world and the world above, and the hands of Esav are his power. And Yitzchak blesses Yaakov with 10 blessings that correspond to the 10 statements of creation. When Yaakov leaves Yitzchak, Yaakov is a new man. He gets a dew of life that gives him tremendous might, and that is the might with which Yaakov will continue his life, the might that he got from the blessings of his father Yitzchak on that night of Pesach.